So lots to talk about when it comes to American football at the moment. There's a lot of talk of teams moving at the moment. Talk that one of those moves in a few years' time could be to the UK. Also, we get ever closer to the NFL playoffs. Let's get somebody on the phone who knows all about this from Gridiron Magazine, Liam Blackburn. Liam, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
So last night we had the conference championship games. It was two of the sort of old-time quarterbacks, big names in the sport, as the Patriots and Broncos faced off against each other. And in the other conference championship, Cam Newton and the Panthers taking on the Cardinals. How did the games go in the end, Liam?
Yeah, it was two fascinating games really for different reasons. The first one, as you said, was Denver against the New England Patriots. Was the 17th meeting between Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, the two sort of the best quarterbacks of their generation, really. But it's not the, I mean, Manning has kind of really wound down the last few years. He's been a shade of the player he was, and there was a real fear that this was sort of going to be the last meeting between the two, and Brady was going to sort of run up the score, and it was going to be a sad ending for Manning. But that's not at all how it went. Denver ended up winning 20-18. They got up early, which I think was key in this. And Manning played sort of mistake-free, didn't turn the ball over, threw two touchdowns to tight end Owen Daniels, and it was Brady who actually was the one who you know, his age was showing. It seemed to show rather than Manning's. He was harassed throughout the game by Denver's pass rush. He got no protection from his line. Threw two really uncharacteristic turnovers, and it ended up coming down to a 2-point conversion at the end, which the Patriots didn't get, which meant that Denver went through, and on the back of a brilliant defensive performance, really, I was amongst people that didn't think they were going to win this game. I thought that that New England would just have too much for them, but Manning, to his credit, played mistake-free football, and the defense just took over the game.
And in the other game, Carolina Panthers managed to get the victory. Cam Newton, very much a different kind of quarterback, and the Panthers winning 49-15.
Yeah, I mean, I thought this was going to be a high-scoring one, but I didn't have it as being so utterly dominant on Carolina's side. It was a crazy game. I mean, like Denver, they got up early, and they've had this habit of getting up early this year, and then there have been occasions where they kind of took their foot off the gas and allowed other teams to get back in. It happened last week, of course, against Seattle when they were 31-0 up at halftime and they ended up winning 31-24 in the end. But this was just an absolute beatdown. You've really got to give it credit to Carolina. I mean, I think this is the eighth time in the last nine games they've scored 30-plus points. They led the league in points in the regular season, and this was against a really good Cardinals side that many people thought would win this game. It was to the two best teams in the NFC, and Carolina showed just how far ahead they were with an utterly dominant performance by Cam. I mean, he was flawless throughout, 300-plus pass yards, another couple of touchdowns. And on the opposite side of the ball, Carson Palmer, who has had an MVP-like season. There was people who thought that he might be the MVP rather than Cam this year. He turned the ball over six times. Carolina had Luke Keith had a pick six towards the end. It was just an utter beatdown. And I've got to say that performance sort of, after that performance, it looks like Carolina are going to go into the Super Bowl as clear favourites.
And that it's interesting that you say that, because you've got, as you mentioned, you've got Peyton Manning, who's coming in as the quarterback of the Broncos. 39 years old, he's been there, done that. Cam Newton's only come into the league fairly recently, having been drafted from Auburn. Very different quarterback. He's a quarterback who can really run out of the pocket, where Peyton Manning is likely to try and stay there and find a pass. It's kind of the old generation of NFL versus the new generation of NFL, and you think that the new, more youthful, sprightly way is going to ultimately win this Super Bowl?
Yeah, absolutely. As you say, there it is, kind of old school versus new school, isn't it? And I just think that Carolina are just playing so well at the minute that they've got the potential, even on this Denver defense, which is really, really good, to put up, you know, plus 30 points again. And I just can't see Denver kind of living with that. And if Carolina get up early, which they have been doing the last few times, and they kind of force Peyton into making lots of throws downfield, which is, you know, his arm strength's kind of gone, I doubt whether he can live with Cam in a sort of shootout. The best chance they've got is to kind of try and stop that running game. But I mean, looking at Cam yesterday, he was making first downs with his leg on third and ten, and it's so hard to stop. And the way he's playing at the minute, and it almost just feels like this is Cam Newton's year. You know, this is the year where he kind of says, "Well, I'm going to be the best player in the NFL," and everything's leading up to that point.
Now, to take us away from the Super Bowl and the race to that, there's kind of a bigger picture thing happening in the NFL at the moment. It's not unknown within American football for a team to up sticks and move, which here, when we kind of look at football culture that we have, it's very unusual. MK Dons are about the only team that we can really think of who've ever properly upsticked within the league and become a completely new team. But we've seen it previously. LA Rams have existed in the past. They then moved to be the St. Louis Rams. They've now gone back to LA. There's also other teams heading to LA. Just talk me through, Liam, kind of how Americans see franchise moves.
Yeah, it's bizarre, isn't it? I mean, I remember the uproar when Wimbledon moved to Milton Keynes, and you know, that's kind of still a hangover from that today. People don't like Milton Keynes Dons because of that. But it's just kind of far more accepted in the American sports world. It doesn't happen very often. I think this is the last time I think this happened was going back to the Browns. I think they moved to Baltimore, a sort of really messy situation where. The Colts, who were in Baltimore, basically up sticks overnight, effectively, to Indianapolis. And then a situation where the Browns moved to Baltimore, became the Ravens, and then there was a new franchise formed in the Browns. But it is a situation where it can happen. It's basically all to do with money and attendance. I mean, the NFL is a massive industry. You know, billions of pounds are paid. And the situation in St. Louis, Oakland, and San Diego is that all three franchises wanted new stadiums. They've all sort of applied for this relocation because they've struggled to varying degrees to get new stadiums. And we're talking sort of, you know, the stadium now, I mean, the stadium at the Super Bowl is going to be in a 2 weeks' time in San Francisco is $1 billion. So we're talking some serious money here. And at the end of the day, some of these cities, you know, their councils and their mayors are not willing to put up that kind of money. So the situation with LA is, you know, obviously it's a massive market. I think all of NFL media is based in Los Angeles. So you've got this huge city and huge area where there has been football, but there hasn't been for so long. And they've got this massive, you know, all bells, all whistles stadium that the Arsenal owner, Stan Kroenke, and the Rams owner is planning to build in Inglewood. I mean, if you can look online and see the artist's impressions, it's incredible. So they've been granted permission to move there. They are now, overnight, have gone from the St. Louis Rams to the LA Rams. A new stadium will be built, I think it's the start of 2019. And there's a possibility that they could be joined by the Chargers, who were originally part of a deal to be with St. Louis to move to Carson. Owners voted against that. They voted for St. Louis's plan, and the Chargers are coming on board for the St. Louis plan, and it possibly they could move. They've got like a year to make a decision if they want to move by, I think it's the 2017 season, and then they're hoping to sort something out in Oakland. But you know, there's still a situation there where they're playing in a baseball stadium. They need this kind of big massive stadium to kind of compete with other teams. And even though they've got a loyal fan base, you know, that kind of doesn't count for much in the NFL. They want selling out 60,000, 80,000 people every week, as they do at Wembley.
Yeah, and you bring us on nicely to the Wembley games there. I tried to get tickets for the Redskins versus Bengals. The first time I looked, there were tickets available. And I don't know, for some reason I thought, oh, I need to just check something. I go back 20, 30 minutes later, all tickets gone. So I kind of now learn for next time, but I'm gutted because I am a massive Redskins fan. But yeah, Redskins, Bengals sold out at Wembley. I think it's the Giants and the Rams sold out at Twickenham. I think last I checked, still tickets for Colts and Jaguars. But really, we are seeing that there is a fan base for the NFL in the UK. I've supported this sport, Liam, since I was 7 years old. I love it. But there's a part of me that wonders if they were to bring an NFL franchise over here, give us, or put it in a 60,000 capacity stadium, would there be enough support, bearing in mind that a lot of these NFL fans would travel from Leeds, from Manchester, from Scotland to go and watch the NFL games. But if there was a franchise in London, people can't travel week in, week out. Do you see it would be something that would work, or do you see it maybe as an experiment after 5 years, the NFL might wonder what it's done?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I have exactly the same kind of reservations that you do. You know, this isn't just, you're not just paying, I don't know how much tickets are these days, you know, £100 for a ticket, you're then paying for your travel, your hotels, and it's a very expensive weekend, and it still assigns me that they can sell out 3 games a year. You know, I was kind of thinking, well, that won't happen, but, you know, year on year, it surprises me that the interest is there, and they're bringing over, you know, they're not bringing over the creme to the creme of the NFL at times. They are bringing over sort of teams that are struggling and you know, games that in America people wouldn't bat an eyelid towards. Whether there's an NFL franchise, it's interesting, isn't it, because it's different when there's a team there and it's one single team and perhaps they aren't as good to start with, and, you know, are people going to turn up for that? I'm not so sure, but I think the next step before they get a franchise from everything we're told is that they will go to have 8 games a year in London or at Wembley, or at Spurs' new stadium at Twickenham, and then if they can sell out those 8 games a year, which would be what you would get with a franchise having a regular season, then that will be the next step. Then they'll know that the fan base is there to support it. Now, there's been some quotes this week from one of the NFL International Series teams talking about, you know, on track to get this franchise in 6 years. And there is an appetite for teams that, you know, are a bit restless. Obviously, I've just talked about Oakland there, and that situation's interesting. I think there is a fan base here, but I think it's a case of we need to kind of move slowly. And, you know, we've come so far from when the first International Series came over in 2007, but it's about slowly growing that fan base. And as you say, seeing if people will pay to go to 8 games a year, because it would be a real disaster if all this good work that's been made over here building the fan base kind of went by the wayside if they came over here and built a franchise and then people didn't turn up to the games. And even getting 40,000, you know, is not going to be good enough.
Do you see a time where they might split some of the games between London and, let's say, Old Trafford in Manchester?
Yeah, I mean, I asked that question myself not so long ago, and it was said that no, that won't be the idea, purely because they want to, if the end goal is to have a franchise, then they want it to be, you know, kind of focused on one area, one stadium, as it would be in the States. So I that's not going to be a possibility. Apparently, they're going to strictly focus on London. There's talk of games in perhaps Mexico and Germany and stuff, but as far as the UK are concerned, they kind of want to keep it in London and build that base there.
And you are right in terms of they're building slowly. There is talk that eventually a franchise might come, and the fact that the franchise is likely to be one who wishes to move, because the fan base where they are isn't filling the stadium, but that's also likely to be a team with a losing record. A lot of people have focused on Jacksonville Jaguars. They're the ones who have a more long-term commitment to the Wembley games. Their owner, whose name escapes me just at the moment, but he also owns Fulham Football Club. Now, I know there's talk that kind of him saying, no, there are no plans to move to the UK, but... are they your odds on as it stands? They would be the team who would become the London whoevers.
Well, the only thing with Jacksonville is Shad Khan's pumped loads of money into that stadium, and they've still got loads of plans to do more. So I kind of think he thinks he's obviously seen the money that's over in London. But at the same time, it seems strange to me that he would go and pump loads of money into Jacksonville, into that area, that stadium, and then try and relocate the team. There's I mean, the situation sort of... The most obvious one to me would be the Raiders at the minute, purely because they're looking to move out of Oakland. They need a new stadium. It doesn't look like they're going to get the money to build that massive new stadium. Whereas, you know, you've got a great facilities in London and Wembley. There's another one with Tottenham coming. And that would be massively controversial, though, because the Raiders are one of the most storied franchises in America and got a massive fan base. So... They would appear to me to be the most obvious ones. The other option, of course, is that they expand the league again and, you know, bring in two new teams, and you put one team somewhere else and one team in London, which is a possibility. But these things change very quickly. You know, I mean, people would have never thought about the Chargers and the Rams moving 5-10 years ago. But, you know, when teams can't get what they want stadium-wise, and they start exploring these possibilities, and as we've seen, it is a possibility.
Yeah, and the Raiders come with a huge history. Even for people who don't know American football, I think most people know the name John Madden just because of the video games, if nothing else.
Yeah.
And if you do a bit of research on John Madden straight away, you will see that there's a huge connection with the Raider Nation there. Well, Liam Blackburn from Gridiron Magazine, it's been really great to get you on the show to talk all things NFL, and I'd like to keep coming back to you as well for things NFL in the future. But yeah, great to have you on, Liam.
No problem. Thanks so much.